Hey, before we jump into this episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you struggling at all right now in your life with being unclear or uncertain or just so overwhelmed with life or your business? If that is you, I would love to jump on a free 20-minute call with you and give you some of the strategies that have worked for me. I would love to help you and support you in any way I can because my mission is always to help you climb higher. And God does not want us feeling uncertain, unclear. That is not who He is. So let's jump on a call, hit the link in the show notes, and I cannot wait to give you some of my free tools from my tool belt that I know will help you and activate your faith in a deeper way. Now, enjoy this episode. Welcome to Addicted to the Climb. I am your host, Kelly Tyon. As a faith-fueled health and transformation coach, author, and breast cancer survivor, my mission is to provide you with the wisdom, the tools, and all the success tips that I've learned along my own journey in health, fitness, faith, and personal development. Plus, you'll hear some incredible and inspiring conversations that will motivate you and empower you to keep on climbing no matter what you're going through. Let's buckle up to start a brand new climb together and start showing up differently as we work our way to the top. Right now, this is your time to take in all the positivity and all the blessings that God has for you. So let's get started. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the show. I hope you are ready to climb a little bit higher this week because I'm here to share with you something that's just been on my mind. I've been having conversations around this topic, and I know you're going to want to hear this because we're always looking for opportunity, right? And we're always looking to expand our reach. Well, at least I hope you are. You're listening to Addicted to the Climb because I can guess that you're looking to climb a little higher in your life. And the topic I want to talk to you about is expanding our opportunities, because the only way we actually can really climb higher is when we're stretched. Now, there's a few things that I want to touch upon. When I say stretched, I mean doing things alone where it's very hard to stretch yourself in that way. I know that when I'm trying to climb to the next level in business or find a new opportunity to speak on a stage, I know that I have to get out and meet new people, or else I'm going to get the same results, right? It's like if you're trying to get healthier in your body and you've been doing the same workouts for a while, well, it might be time for you to stretch yourself and find a new workout, gym, or class. That could be where you stretch yourself. That's going to take you to that next level. And the thing that I want to make you think about today is your environment. Who are you hanging with? I know you always hear this and it comes up a lot. A lot of people talk about this on podcasts and personal development, but I know for me, I get stuck in my own ways a lot. And sometimes working from home, I get comfortable and I get stagnant and I wonder why nothing's happening. Why is the needle not moving? What am I doing wrong? I really ask myself these questions. And actually, you guys, sometimes I get upset. I get sad. I get down on myself. Like, why is nothing happening? Then I have to remind myself, well, Kelly, are you stretching yourself? Are you meeting new people? Are you getting out of the four walls of your house? And sometimes that answer is no, and that's my own fault. And I want you to think about that yourself. What is it that you're after in your life? Like, what are you trying to go next level in? Are you stretching yourself? Is your environment feeding you the things that you want to be fed to go to that next level. This stuff matters because life is so short. And I know we don't want to waste opportunity. I know for me, I am on a mission to make an impact in a lot of lives. And in order for me to do that, I have to be with people. I have to get myself out of my comfort zones. And I have to push myself. Nobody's going to do that for us. So I have to look for opportunity. Just like I mentioned about getting healthier and getting leaner or more toned in your body, losing some weight, we are the only ones that can do that for ourselves. Yeah, we can, you know, find diet plans and do all that, you know, choose things to do that will help us, but we have to do the work, the actual work. And until we take that step out of comfort, find the opportunity, stretch ourselves, nothing is going to happen. Hey, excuse this interruption, but I wanted to make sure that you knew I created a brand new website called addictedtothclimb.com. My old one was kellytyon.com, which no longer exists. And I wanted to make sure that you knew where to find me and where to find my valuable resources that I create just for you, along with my programs and my books, all the things that I have to offer inside Addicted to the Climb. So if you haven't checked it out yet, I'd love to hear some feedback and let me know how I can support you on your journey. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of this episode. And this has been a few months of me having conversations with people and saying, you know, I really want to target more people. I want to speak in front of more people. Well, we have to stop and evaluate what are we actually doing to get to that next level and hit those new goals. And I want to really help you think about that today because your next opportunity could be so close, but you're not stretching yourself. You're sitting in comfort. And when I say your next opportunity, that next weight loss goal, that next date, maybe you're holding yourself back. And I don't want you to hold yourself back anymore. I've done that, you guys. I've held myself back so many times because I was afraid to take the next step. I was afraid to speak up, or I was nervous to step out of comfort and make the call. But I'm telling you right now that if you want to keep climbing and go new level and next level, which is so much fun because that's where you really get to know yourself and find out what you're made of, you have to stretch yourself out of the comforts of what you're doing right now. Listen, what's been working up until this point is great, but every season of life, we have to say, okay, that was working last season. What am I doing this season, new and different, that's going to stretch me a little and get me to that next level? Because sometimes what's been working doesn't work anymore, and that's okay. But in order for us to know that, we have to sit with ourselves and think about that. It's funny because this afternoon I was with my daughter and her friend, and her friend said, you know, I want to start meeting people that love art. I said, well, do you go to art museums? She says, no. I said, well, there you go. You're never going to meet artsy people. I bet most of them hang around art museums. They go to art shows. She's like, I know, I got to start doing that. I love that. So if you're sitting back saying, I want to do this, I want to get healthy, well, are you hanging around healthy people, or are you hanging around the people that say, let's drink all night and party and eat French fries? Nothing wrong with that if that's what you choose to do. But if you're striving to break out of that and find your next healthy opportunity, you have to surround yourself with people who are on that track, or else you're never going to get there. It's very hard to go through life alone. It really is. I have learned that the hard way, and my husband will tell you, because he has to push me sometimes. I really can get very comfortable sitting in my house, being on Zooms until I get uncomfortable. And then I'm crying to him saying, I'm so lonely. I need people. He's like, Kelly, I tell you that all the time. You have to get out. But I have to push myself to do that, you guys. Maybe you can relate to me and you're one of those people. I know it might seem like I'm out there, but I'm kind of introverted. Honestly, as I've been aging, I've realized I used to be that girl in the scene and had a million friends, but as I got older, I got real comfortable with myself, and that's okay because I really immersed myself in personal development, in a lot of reading, in the Bible, and I liked being home, and I liked learning and listening and taking it all in, and I did that for years. That's how I got to where I am today, but there does come a time where you have to say, okay, it's time for me to step out of that because my next opportunity could be around this group of people. And that's what we need to do to really keep and continue to level up and climb higher in our lives. So I really hope this sparked something new in you. Maybe it's time to just change things up, go do a new workout, go to the art museum, go find some new people that will inspire you, get yourself in some new circles, find people that are doing the things that you want to do and step out of that comfort. Really, that's where the magic happens. It always does. Trust me on it. Every time I take a step forward, in fear even, but with courage, I always find a new beautiful opportunity of some sorts. I mean, sometimes it doesn't work out, sometimes it does, but you'll never know if you stay in the same place. So I am encouraging you today to find your next opportunity, create your next opportunity, and it all is going to happen when you take that step out of comfort, okay? We're going to do this together. We're going to climb together. That's why you're here. I'm here to empower you, inspire you, and I'm doing it with you. Listen, I'm on the climb with you. I create these episodes for me and you. I have to speak life into myself. I don't know if you've been following me on LinkedIn lately, but my posts have been all centered around speaking life into ourselves because I have to do that every single morning when I wake up. I don't wake up ready and happy all the time and motivated. I have to speak that into existence every single morning, all the time. It's a renewing of our mind, just like it says in the book of Corinthians. We have to renew our minds every single morning, or else fear comes in, worry, anxiety, all the things that God doesn't want for us. We have to speak that into existence, okay? And that's what I want you to do. Wake up, worship, get your workout in, speak life into yourself, and take a step out of that comfort zone. That's where the beautiful, beautiful, miraculous things, opportunities start happening for you. I hope you love this episode. If you do, I would love if you would subscribe, share, and tag me on social. I would love to get this message out to so many people just to help them climb a little bit higher today. Thanks so much for tuning in, you guys. You know I love you. I'm praying for you. Please make sure you're following me on social. I am on LinkedIn. I am on Instagram and Facebook. If you have any questions about any of the things I got going on, go and meet me at addictedtothclimb.com. I'll see you guys soon. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for being here every week because my goal is to always empower and inspire you so you can keep on climbing even when life gets tough. If you felt blessed today, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And one of the ways you can help me is if you would leave me a 5-star rating and a review. This is really how I can help more people just like you. You can do this right on your podcast app on your phone. It's super easy. It will only take 1 minute. Also, if you want to be part of my private community on Facebook, head over there to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, and I'll meet you inside. or you can even head over to my website, kellytyan.com, to get more inspiration and resources to keep you on your own climb. Thank you again, and have a healthy and happy week.